ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading today from text number 20 of the 19th chapter. Chapter entitled King Yayati Achieves Liberation. Canto number 9. Drishtam tam asadbudhva nanudhyayena sandishet samshritim chatmanasham cha tatra vidvansa atmadrek. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. One who knows that material happiness, whether good or bad, in this life or in the next, on this planet or on the heavenly planets, is temporary and useless, and that an intelligent person should not try to enjoy or even think of such things, is the knower of the self. Such a self-realized person knows quite well that material happiness is the very cause of conditioned material existence and forgetfulness of one's own constitutional position. Purport. The living entity is a spiritual soul and the material body is his engagement. This is the beginning of spiritual understanding. Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra nam huyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita 2.13. The real mission of human life is to get free from the engagement of the material body. Therefore, Krishna descends to teach that conditioned soul about spiritual realization and how to become free from material bondage. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. The word dharmasya glani mean pollution of one's existence. Our existence is now polluted and it must be purified. Sattvam shuddhyet. The human life is meant for this purification and not for thinking of happiness in terms of external body, which is the cause of material bondage. Therefore, in this verse, Maharaj Yayati advises that whatever material happiness we see and whatever is promised for enjoyment is all merely flickering and temporary. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna. Even if one is promoted to the Brahma Loka, if one is not freed from material bondage, one must return to this planet and continue in the miserable condition of material existence. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. One should always keep this understanding in mind so as not to be allured by any kind of sense enjoyment in this life or the next. One who is fully aware of this truth is self-realized, sa atmadrik. But aside from him, everyone suffers in this cycle of birth and death, mrityu samsara vartmani. This understanding is one of true intelligence, and anything contrary to this is but a cause of unhappiness. Krishna bhakta nishkama ataeva shanta. Only a Krishna conscious person who knows the aim and object of life is peaceful, whereas karmis, all others, whether karmis, jnanis or yogis, are restless and cannot enjoy real peace. Who knows that material Hare Krishna. I would like to beg for the permission and blessings of all the seniors assembled here and also all the other devotees. Somehow because of my own conditioning, whenever I sit here there is kind of a nervousness. So King Yayati has experimented various ways in his own way to enjoy life, and by his own experimentation, trial and error method, now he is coming to certain conclusions which he is boldly declaring. We also see here how the life itself is educating King Yayati. Life, the material world itself, is the kind of a guru for the soul, because it is designed in such a way that the soul should get connected back to Krishna. So life itself teaches many lessons. But Krishna himself, to enhance the process of the devotees coming back to Godhead, he appears, he sends many great personalities. I remember, this is way back in 1992, or maybe just slightly before that, almost 19, 20 years before. This was the time when I was associating with a very mystical, saintly person. And I would regularly go once a week or once in fortnight and hear from him. He was a very simple person, and he would speak the glories of the Lord and basic philosophy also. So one time he was explaining how sooner or later everybody is going to be liberated. Everyone is going to go back to Godhead. It's just a matter of time. Even if you don't follow the process, the world is designed in such a way that everybody will naturally come and seek. Like Brahma, he had nothing, no guidance, but the inspiration came from within. So similarly, inspiration will come sooner or later. So then I had asked him this question, that then why do we want to hear, why should we practice this spirituality? Why are you doing all this meditation and whatever you are doing just to go back or purify us? So he said, we are discussing in Hindi, he said, "Kyunki mujhe jaldi hai jaane ki. If you have the patience to remain here, no problem, take your own time. The world will teach you." So I was very inspired by this. No philosophical answers required. Why we need to continuously hear, or what is the purpose of the guru or the sadhus or shastra. One who is a mumukshu or seeker of liberation or wants to get out, he must take shelter. So King Yayati, after his own experimentation, now he is slowly getting on to the, he's explaining the truths of a life now. However, we can learn more about the essential truths of life by studying the lives of Vaishnava Acharyas and following their footsteps. Today being the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit, I would like to discuss something. We may use ordinary terms because these personalities are so great, so divine, and every actions of them are so wonderful. So we may use ordinary terms, but the pastimes are very extraordinary. All we can do is just merely simply repeat the words of Acharyas and try to explain their express their glories. So it is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur how that one should always smara Gaura Gadadhar Keli Kalam. One should always remember Gaura Gadadhar during the time of their pastimes. Bhava Gaura Gadadhar Pakshacharam. One should meditate on Gaura Gadadhar, the divine couple. Shrunu Gaura Gadadhar Charukatham. One should hear about the pastimes of Gaura Gadadhar. And one should worship them in the forest of Godruma. Bhajya Godruma Karon Kunja Vidum. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this, and he glorifies that this personality of Gadadhar Pandit, who appears as one of the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya in the Chaitanya Leela, is none other than the personality of Srimati Radharani herself. Gadadhar Pandit was actually one of the constant companions of Lord Chaitanya. Gadadhar Pandit would, his house was very near by Jagannath Mishra's place. So right from childhood, Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar would play at each other's house. In fact, they learned in the same school. Although Gadadhar was little bit younger than Nimai, both had such natural attraction and affection for each other. And it is explained that how they could not actually live without each other. One day, if they would not meet each other, there would be great hankering for each of them to associate with each other. Why? Because it is explained in Gaur Ganesh Deepika that because Gadadhar was no one but none other than Srimati Radharani herself, and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was none other than Krishna. One who was Krishna and one who was Krishna in Vrindavan plays with Radharani along the banks of Yamuna. The same personality appears as Lord Chaitanya with Gadadhar and performs pastimes on the banks of Ganges in Navadvip. So he compares how the Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila are so identical. Shri Swarup Damodar Goswami, he explains that the Gadadhar is the same personality who was Lakshmi in Vraja. It is also explained that Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gadadhar Pandit had the mood of Rukmini. She was Radharani, but she had, was the mood of Rukmini. And Lord Chaitanya was Krishna, but had the mood of Radha. So Lord Chaitanya is described as Radha and Krishna together. Gadadhar is described as Radharani and Rukmini or Radharani. One place also is described as Radharani and Lalita Sakhi together. So we see, actually if you see Chaitanya Leela everywhere, it's like two in one. Many personalities are one person but having the mood of other. Multiple in one person. It's so difficult to understand. How can one person be more than one person? Right? One person is two persons or three persons. But that is Gaur Leela. Lord Chaitanya appeared as Mahavadanyaya to deliver the people of Kaliyuga. What are the people of Kaliyuga? They want to pay less and get more. So whenever there is an advertisement, two in one, three in one, everyone is attracted. There you pay for one unit but get the benefit of multiple units. So similarly like that, Lord Chaitanya, although one personality, when one worships Lord Chaitanya, he gets the benefit of worshipping Krishna and Radha like that. Singing the glories of one person, you get the benefit of singing the glories of two persons. If you read our Bhagavatam and other so many pastimes, after every pastime there is Phalastuti. One who hears this pastime will achieve the mercy of this. One who hears this pastime. So in Chaitanya Leela, Kaliyuga people, they anyways don't have so much time. But Lord Chaitanya wants to extend his mercy. So everyone is combined. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. Radharani has the mood to serve Krishna always, to assist him in the pastimes. Radharani appears as Gadadhar Pandit. But the problem is, Krishna has taken the mood of Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti. So Krishna has already taken the mood of Radharani. So now, and the mood of Radharani is to serve Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna, now he is Radha. And Gadadhar, although he is Radha, but the mood has been taken away by Krishna. So he is incomplete in that sense of the essential characteristics of Radharani. So, just as Radharani always wants to serve Krishna, and Lalita Sakhi, who is the ardent follower of Radharani, the most dearmost worshipper, and therefore one of her names is also Anuradha, one who just simply serves. So she always thinks how to serve Radharani better. Now Radharani is already gone to Lord Chaitanya. So Gadadhar Pandit assumes the mood of Lalita and actually serves Lord Chaitanya. And therefore Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, technically he explains how because of this pastime of changing the moods and accepting the moods, the essential characteristics of Radharani, who is known as the left-sided gopi, is not existing, and she becomes very mad because the mood of sometimes Radharani is to even express her anger towards Krishna. But that is never seen in the pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit, because that is already been taken away. And therefore, there is so much connection in the appearance of Gadadhar Pandit itself. It is explained so wonderfully by our Vaishnava Acharyas, that the very birth of Gadadhar Pandit signifies this fact of that mood being taken away. That we see that Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna, Lord Krishna is born on an Ashtami day, which is half moon. Radharani is born on an Ashtami day, which is another half moon. Lord Chaitanya is born on a Purnima, which is a complete moon, because Krishna has taken away the essential mood of Radharani. And because Radharani's essential mood is gone, Gadadhar Pandit is born on an Amavasya day. So the whole connection, it is so beautifully explained how the birth and death also on the Purnima, and then actually it's a new moon day today. New moon means Amavasya. There is no moon because that half moon of Radharani's day. So even the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit is on an Amavasya, a new moon day. So it signifies that actually Radharani wants to associate with Krishna intensely. Why? Because her mood has been taken away. So therefore she is constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the maybe esoteric or technical classification, whatever you may like to say. So that is the wonderful personality of Gaur Gadadhar. So one of our Gaudiya Acharyas, he also explains that when the mood of Srimati Radharani is plundered by Krishna, what remains of Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit, and what becomes of Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. So this is how he beautifully explains. And this is exhibited by the pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrit, when Lord Chaitanya, the whole pastime of Vallabh Bhatt, Lord Chaitanya chastises Gadadhar Pandit in the whole episode of Vallabh Bhatt. Actually, Vallabh Bhatt is a great devotee of the Lord. When he meets Lord Chaitanya, first he expresses his desire to serve, to associate, to hear from him. And he glorifies Lord Chaitanya's associates also. But over a period of time, Vallabh Bhatt expresses his desire to Lord Chaitanya that he has written some commentary on the Bhagavatam. And he goes to Lord Chaitanya to speak this commentary. Being the Paramatma, Lord Chaitanya understands this commentary is full of improper translations. In fact, Vallabh Bhatt had some places also challenged or disregarded Sridhar Swami. So Lord Chaitanya did not like his commentaries. So Lord Chaitanya would not want to listen, but Vallabh Bhatt wanted to again and again tell Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya rebuked him and neglected him. Because of this neglect, everybody in Jagannath Puri would also neglect Vallabh Bhatt. And because of that, Vallabh Bhatt also felt very offended. So Vallabh Bhatt started associating with Gadadhar Pandit. And he took shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. And he begged from him and he started associating. Gadadhar Pandit knew that if he keeps associating with me, because Lord Chaitanya has already rejected him. Although Lord Chaitanya may not reject me because for associating with Vallabh Bhatt, but all others will start thinking something about me. So Gadadhar Pandit was very conscious, but yet Vallabh Bhatt was very forceful, and in his forceful nature, many times he would forcibly tell Gadadhar Pandit, listen to my Bhagavatam commentary, listen to my... And he would tell many such commentaries which Gadadhar Pandit would not like. And when Lord Chaitanya came to know that I have already chastised Vallabh Bhatt for his this such a kind of behavior, but Gadadhar Pandit is giving him a lot of shelter and association. So Lord Chaitanya would sometimes, whenever all the devotees would gather at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place or any devotee's place, Lord Chaitanya would at times chastise Gadadhar Pandit or ridicule him or neglect him many times. And this was very evident. Swarup Damodar Goswami and other devotees saw it many times, that Lord Chaitanya was constantly neglecting Gadadhar Pandit because of his association with Vallabh Bhatt. So one time, over a period of time, then when Vallabh Bhatt realized the whole pastime goes wonderfully, and then he goes to Lord Chaitanya, he begs mercy and he seeks blessings and seeks his favor. And Lord Chaitanya also says that I have forgiven you. And Vallabh Bhatt puts this request him, if you have really forgiven me, please come to my house for taking prasad, accepting prasad. So Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees, they come to Vallabh Bhatt's house, and Gadadhar Pandit is not there. So Lord Chaitanya calls, tells Swarup Damodar Goswami, please bring Gadadhar Pandit also. So Swarup Damodar goes and calls for Gadadhar Pandit, that Lord Chaitanya is calling you. Now, Gadadhar Pandit was already fearing, I am already associating with Vallabh Bhatt, and Lord Chaitanya is neglecting me. He was feeling remorse in the heart because of the neglect. So on the way, Swarup Damodar Goswami tells Gadadhar Pandit, you know very well that what you are doing is not wrong, because Gadadhar Pandit was not actually doing anything offensive. What he was trying to do is, by his association with Vallabh Bhatt, he was trying to ensure that Lord Chaitanya quickly gives Vallabh Bhatt mercy. So he knew that internally Lord Chaitanya won't be displeased with what I am doing, but others may misunderstand. But yet externally he would sometimes neglect, and Gadadhar Pandit also externally would feel sad. So Swarup Damodar Goswami told to Gadadhar Pandit, why don't you retaliate with Lord Chaitanya when he chastises you, when he behaves with you in this? So Gadadhar Pandit replies, Prabhu Swatantra Sarvagya Shiromani Tarasane Hatakari Bhalanahi Mani, that my Lord Krishna, my Lord Chaitanya, he is independent. It does not befit me to actually rebuke him or challenge him or retaliate with him. So Gadadhar, he does not ever retaliate to, or does not even kind of offer a counter argument to Lord Chaitanya's behavior at any point of time. So this is what the Acharya Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out, that this mood is not the mood of Radharani. Why? Because Radha Bhav Dyuti, it is already been taken away by Lord Chaitanya, by Krishna as Lord Chaitanya. So this is one of the aspects of the pastimes, that Gadadhar, if it were Radharani in this place and Krishna would sometimes neglect, so she would feel offended, she would go behind closed doors or not show her face until Krishna would try to appease. But here we see in Chaitanya Leela that Gadadhar Pandit would never express such a mood. And Lord Chaitanya was pleased by this behavior of Gadadhar Pandit. And he told Gadadhar Pandit that, although I am behaving in such a neglectful manner for something which you have not done, and because of your simplicity, you are simply accepting all this, and therefore I am so pleased with you. And he seeks the constant companionship of Gadadhar Pandit. It is explained how Gadadhar Pandit from childhood he was very soft natured. Nimai Pandit, on the contrary, was very aggressive. In childhood, he was also very arrogant. He would pick up a quarrel, a debate with any person, and he would defeat anybody, and sometimes would get into meaningless arguments also, as it is explained by the acharyas. And he would enjoy doing this, but Gadadhar Pandit would never like this, and many times he would go away from Nimai. Gadadhar would go away from Nimai, that he's always engaging in all this. But Nimai could not tolerate that Gadadhar is going away from me. So he would hold Gadadhar's hand and tell that one day I will become such a great Vaishnava that even Brahma and Lord Shiva will want to come and visit me. So he would promise Gadadhar that one day I will become such a Vaishnava. He could not take that Gadadhar would actually, you know, anytime go away from me. So these were the wonderful pastime. It is also described how they were children, they would play many, various sports, various games. At various places it is also described the exact pastimes with which Radha and Krishna would perform. Same kind of Gaur and Gadadhar would perform. When they grew up, they would play Holi with each other, amongst all the devotees, of course. He would sit on the swing, he would hold Gadadhar's hand and put him also on the swing, and both would swing together. Such were the loving pastimes. So, it is explained that how Lord Chaitanya, he grew up, both he and Gadadhar, with always being associated together. In fact, Gadadhar also took his initial instructions of Krishna consciousness from Ishwar Puri, who was also the guru of Lord Chaitanya. And later, he accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as his spiritual master. That is also another pastime. But when Lord Chaitanya started exhibiting his symptoms of ecstatic prem for Krishna, ecstatic love for Krishna, that time Lord Gadadhar would be his constant companion. One time Krishna was so, Lord Chaitanya was so agitated by, he would always be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna, and he was so much pained in the heart that he is not being able to see Krishna. And at that time Gadadhar Pandit appeared in front of him, and Lord Chaitanya asked him that, where is this blackish boy who wears this beautiful yellow garments? Have you seen him? Where is he? Where can I find him? So Gadadhar is totally confused with such an ecstatic mood, and he thinks what to say, and after some time he says, my dear Lord, that blackish boy Krishna, he's just right inside your heart. And Lord Chaitanya, immediately seeing that, oh, he's in my heart, he takes his fingers, and from by his fingernails he starts ripping off his own chest. And seeing this Gadadhar Pandit gets agitated that, oh, Lord Chaitanya is going into ecstatic symptom. I was trying to handle it, but it has aggravated his condition. So Gadadhar Pandit immediately holds his hand and prevents Lord Chaitanya from doing so, harming himself in ecstatic symptoms. And Gadadhar Pandit simply says to Lord Chaitanya, just wait, just have a little bit of patience. Lord Krishna will just appear in some moment, in a moment's time. Hearing these words from Gadadhar's mouth, Lord Chaitanya is pacified that immediately that Krishna will appear. And when this pastime happened, Sachimata was just seeing this, and she was hearing this whole discussion between Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu. So she immediately summons Gadadhar Pandit and says, sometimes when Mahaprabhu behaves like this, it is very difficult to control him. It's difficult to contain his emotions also. But because of you, he's in control. You can actually take care of him nicely. And Sachimata tells actually to Gadadhar Pandit that always please be with Lord Chaitanya. Because in your association, I will not have to worry. He will be taken care of very nicely. So Gadadhar Pandit would always have the same emotions just as Radha would have for Krishna, yet but would not experience, would not express it fervently. But one time when Lord Chaitanya was discussing some Krishna Katha at Shuklambar Brahmachari's house, at that time Krishna described, Lord Chaitanya spoke the pastimes of Krishna and he got into ecstasy and he fainted. He fainted, all the devotees who were hearing the pastimes, they also fainted in the whole ecstasy of the pastime. After some time, everybody regained consciousness and Lord Chaitanya was in full ecstasy. At that point of time, they hear that one person is still weeping. And Lord Chaitanya asks, who is this person who is weeping? And the devotees tell that this is, Shuklambar Brahmachari tells, it is your Gadadhar who is weeping. Because everybody knew that Lord Chaitanya has a lot of affection for Gadadhar. One of Lord Chaitanya's name was also Gadai Gauranga. That, who is the Lord of Gadadhar. He was famous like that. So Shuklambar Brahmachari says, it is your Gadadhar who is weeping. And Lord Chaitanya sees him, he is just unable to control his emotions, just hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya goes to Gadadhar Pandit and says, you are such a wonderful person. By my own wicked heart and my evil consciousness, I have been bereft from the association of Krishna. But you have been able to experience these wonderful pastimes. And he tells Gadadhar, when will I receive such a mercy of Krishna? So there is such beautiful pastimes occur. Gadadhar Pandit would offer paan actually to Gauranga. He would also prepare his bed, for his sleeping. He would daily prepare his bed also. He would all offer all this intimate service. Even when Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar had taken Kshetra Sannyas already. But every day he would, at that time, associate with Gaurang Mahaprabhu and speak the Srimad Bhagavatam daily, recite, and Mahaprabhu would enjoy that. Hearing from Gadadhar Pandit's mouth again and again the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Mahaprabhu wanted to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit wanted to accompany him. So Mahaprabhu said, you have already taken Kshetra Sannyas, how can you leave Jagannath Puri? He said, I don't care about this Sannyas which I have taken. And Mahaprabhu actually corrects him and says that you please be here and serve. And Mahaprabhu goes to Vrindavan. So this is how Gadadhar Pandit had so much affection for Lord Chaitanya. Actually it is explained that how when Lord Chaitanya decided to disappear from this world, he did not tell anyone, but he approached Gadadhar Pandit and he told him that soon I am going to depart. And it is actually after that, because Gadadhar Pandit would be worshipping in this Tota Gopinath temple in Jagannath Puri. So Lord Chaitanya came there and it was devotees never found out directly. Actually devotees were searching Lord Chaitanya that where has he disappeared, and the whole of Jagannath Puri they were searching, and outside Tota Gopinath temple they saw the shawl which Lord Chaitanya would wear, and seeing that shawl they rushed inside the temple and they realized that he is disappeared from this world. But Gadadhar Pandit was such an intimate person for Lord Chaitanya that even his final pastimes, this is explained in one of the places, he informed Gadadhar Pandit and secretly told him something before he disappeared. What he told him was that when I am going to go now, if Srinivas comes to know, he will not be able to tolerate. So just take care of him. This was the last instructions which Lord Chaitanya gave to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit would not have stayed even for a moment after Lord Chaitanya's departure. But because he was given this instruction, he stayed back just to give instructions to fulfill the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. Gadadhar Pandit would worship Tota Gopinath with such love and affection that in old age, when he could not worship him properly, the deity itself actually sat down and on a bended knee, and Gadadhar would offer flower to Tota Gopinath. Also in the Lord Chaitanya's pastime, Gadadhar Pandit would almost every day go and pick fresh flowers, personally garland them, and every day he would offer to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would like to accept garlands made by Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, whenever an opportunity, Gadadhar Pandit would actually throw, sprinkle flowers on Lord Chaitanya. So this was his mood of worship to his eternal paramour, the lover and the beloved. The mood of Radha and Krishna, same as Gadadhar and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So the acharyas explain how one should also worship Gaur and Gadadhar. Of course, that the worship is in a very highly esoteric, it's for highly advanced people, but for our understanding that every personality in Chaitanya Leela is a very, very extraordinary person. And although it appears very ordinary from Kali Yuga point of view, but it is nothing but the same replica of the pastimes in Vrindavan, which are the topmost pastimes. And therefore, Navdvip, everything in Navdvip is considered identical as in Vrindavan. So, I would like to end here. Thank you very much. If any questions or comments. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.